Can you check Anele is removed from the Quran to proceed?
Morning, sir. Yes, Chairperson. We do have Honorable Silia, Honorable Notata, Honorable Mkachwa, Honorable Mananiso, Honorable Tiye, Honorable Bosho. Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I think we do have a quorum. We can proceed with our meeting. Any apologies?
I think the apology chair is Honorable Pozzoli, who's been still hospitalized and also received an apology from the Deputy Minister. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's proceed, Honorable Members. We're earlier on schedule to start at 8. But we had to move the meeting to 9 o'clock because of reasons that I'm going to later explain. So you are welcome to this portfolio committee meeting. We are scheduled to deal with the oversight inquiry regarding the appointment of Professor Mbati as the Vice-Chancellor of Sefako Makgato University and other related matters. We have been in contact with all the affected stakeholders and individuals to prepare for this inquiry. We have basically received the statements from all the witnesses that we have identified and all the institutions that are supposed to participate in the inquiry. Some have requested some postponement. We did grant on the postponement, and by Friday almost all the identified individuals and stakeholders have submitted their statements as requested. So we have been receiving cooperation from almost all those that have been identified. So the committee, the management team met to prepare for today. We met last Friday. And then we prepared a program for this week. As you are aware that we are scheduled to meet today, tomorrow and Friday. So we prepared the schedule, we prepared the program, and we distributed it to those that have been identified to come and give oral evidence, because this week and for the next 3 weeks we were scheduled to take oral evidence from the witnesses so that we can then conclude our process, the part B of the inquiry. Yesterday, in the morning, we received a correspondence from the attorneys of Professor Mbati, threatening us with an agent application to interdict this inquiry. We were busy together with legal services of Parliament to respond to that letter from Professor Mbati's attorneys. Later in the afternoon, we received another letter from Bowman Gelfillan, representing the University of Venda and the University Council of Venda. They were representing the University Council as well as the University itself, raising, making similar threats of going to court on an urgent basis to stop the inquiry, to obtain an interdict to stop the inquiry from proceeding. two issues they are raising, both letters. The first issue that they are raising is that some of the matters that we want to deal with have been dealt with in court, and therefore the portfolio committee cannot venture into that space. It cannot serve to review the decisions of the court. The second issue they are raising is that both Professor Mbati and the University Council and the University are affected stakeholders, and they must be allowed to participate in the process. So we did respond to both of them, and we indicated that as Parliament we do respect the separation of powers, that the three arms of the state have got different mandates, and we understand our mandate very well. Our mandate is to conduct oversight over the executive and all organs in the state. Our process that we have initiated is not intended to determine the guilt or otherwise of any individual. All that we are interested in is to make sure that the processes are followed, the policies that exist, whether they've been implemented properly or they've not been implemented properly. So we did raise it with them that is our mandate. We do not intend to review matters that have been concluded by the court, because we respect the judiciary and its mandate, and therefore we can't turn ourselves into a court of law, because we are not. We are a parliamentary committee. We are interested in how the resources that we appropriate are being spent, and whether the policies that are there that cover the institutions of the state are being implemented to the last. So that is basically our role. So we did write to them and clarify that aspect. And on the issue of involvement, we also clarified the apparent misunderstanding that the two, both Professor Mbati and the university, are not going to be called. In fact, they are on the program, but they are just not scheduled. Excuse me, they are not just scheduled to appear, especially Professor Mbati, this week. So we have thought that being the subject of the inquiry, and many witnesses will raise a lot of issues about him, and so it's only fair that we feature him towards the end so that he can be able to respond to whatever witness statements, whatever that would have been said in this inquiry. So I'm sure there was a misunderstanding that we are not going to feature him, but we are definitely going to feature him. And as for the meetings of the committee, meetings of parliament are open to the public. Anybody who wants to have access is welcome to follow the discussion, to follow the meeting. And I'm sure if they want to make arrangements, they can make arrangements with the committee secretariat to get in the meeting details. So we are enjoined by the law to conduct our affairs in public. And we did say the same to the university, that they will be invited to come and make a presentation. We have already received the statements from the university. So from both the former chair, two former chairpersons of council, whom have been invited to come, I think they're supposed to get their testimony on Friday. But the former chair of council, Ms. Mabuseni, has indicated that she has supported a statement and she doesn't think it's necessary that she should come and speak to the statement that she has submitted. And the other council member who was the chairperson of the subcommittee on HR has also said that he doesn't think it's necessary for him to participate. Now, this was an opportunity that was going to be given to the council through the former chairperson of council, which is a bit surprising to me, this insistence that the university and the council wants to participate, but when given an opportunity, they decline participation. So, so there are those issues that we are dealing with. So we consulted then the presiding officers of Parliament and the legal services, and the view that emerged from those consultations is that let's rather allow space for legal services to deal with all these legal challenges. And as soon as they are concluded, we will then proceed with the inquiry in whichever format that we will be advised to proceed with the inquiry. We have received almost all the witness statements. We have received the maximum cooperation from those institutions and the individuals up to so far. And so, until yesterday, everything else was proceeding smoothly until we received those legal challenges. We do not want to speculate on the reasons for that, but we want to deal with the fact that currently there is that legal challenge to the process, on the basis that they want to open issues that have been discussed. But our departure point is different from how they are understanding it. We think that the Parliament is entitled to probe and do oversight and do fact-finding oversight as to what has happened during that period at the university, whether the university did apply the policies that exist consistently and fairly, and whether the allegations that you are receiving about mismanagement of infrastructure projects are indeed correct or not. Because there is a lot of money that has been spent over a long period of time in this infrastructure project. And if something has went astray, it is our duty, we are enjoined by the Constitution, to hold those who are responsible to account. So that is where we are coming from in terms of our approach to the matter. But that is the proposal. As a result of that engagement yesterday, we did communicate with the witnesses to say we have been advised to adjourn, to suspend the proceedings until such time that we give space to the legal process, and then we will then be continuing in whichever form. There are a couple of proposals which I don't think it's necessary at this stage to begin to entertain them as to what are the proposals that are emerging. But at the end of the day, the committee will have to get to the bottom of the issues that have been raised with us as concerns. So that is that. In terms of the documentation, I think members have received all the documents all the witness statements. I'm sure members have been having lots of questions to ask, which was the actual purpose of the oral evidence. But I hope that members will note those questions, and at an appropriate time we will be able to ask the questions. If we are not able to ask them through oral evidence, we could raise those questions in writing directly with whoever that has submitted the statement to us. Some of the documents have been couriered to the members, as we indicated, is lack of documentation that they are using, both from Part A and Part B. So I hope that members have had time to study all the documents and to prepare themselves for this inquiry. So honorable members, that's where we are. I wouldn't suggest that we just deal with the statements that we've received without giving some advice as to whether we can proceed with the oral evidence. But we do have sufficient information at our disposal to proceed. The issue is the witnesses. It does appear from my reading of the correspondence that the two Professor Mbati as well as the university, in particular from the university, they are quite unhappy with the testimony that was supposed to be given today by Professor Pendler, who we know that is a complainant in the matter of sexual harassment against Professor Mbati. And that's just my reading of looking at the letter. We were asked to give an undertaking that she's not going to be featured today. And of course, we've already indicated that we will then postpone the oral evidence so that we then allow space for legal services to deal with the issues. So that is the briefing, honorable members, of a very tedious process, a very complex process, but which at the heart of it is our quest to ensure that there is accountability consistent with the our obligations as members of parliament. I'm going to open it up to the members to make comments and input, and then we will take it from there. I must say that from the beginning of this process, we did request to get support from legal services, and we have been assigned officials from legal services who have been very, very helpful, I must say. Every step of the way, we have been with them. They've been advising us on what to do and what not to do. And basically, we've just been proceeding as per the interaction and the advice and support that we've received from legal services, some of whom I can see. They are in this meeting, and I would like to thank you very much for your support. Honorable members, I see Honorable Lucia's hand is up. Okay, Honorable Lucia, I saw your hand up. Or was it for earlier? No. It's for now a chairperson or only open for members to to make comments. I think from the whole steps, I think I'm joining and thanking the legal support for all the legal advices that we've received. Also raised my disappointment, chairperson, with the development of the state yesterday, where both Professor Mbati and the University Council decided to stop the inquiry through the litigation processes. I want to tell Chairperson just to inform them that we are covered by law to do such things. In fact, Rule 227 of the National Assembly empowers us to do such work of oversight in any institution falling within our portfolio. And of course we are not going to I saw the on Saturday I think I saw the witness statement of Professor Mbati having on two occasions sort of threatening us that this matter has been concluded, and that is the matter of the rape allegation has been concluded. So he said we must be careful not to enter into those territories. Even when we had a discussion with the department about a month or so ago, that is what came from the department. And informing us that the matter has been concluded in the courts and so forth. And we made an undertaking that time that this is not about opening another court of law. We don't find people guilty or innocent. But we have a responsibility to make sure that we do oversight in our institution. But I'm just interested in oversight, in hindsight, interested to find out really whose resources are being used here to employ this legal advices, just in hindsight. And I hope that the University Council is not really using university resources to uplift the institution there. I'm talking about the University of Denver. And I'm also interested to find out which council wrote to the committee with the previous council or the current council. I've got too many questions in my mind. Obviously, I do not want to go to the merits and the demerits of the case because people are not fair. But I think I want to suggest that Chairperson, maybe let as a portfolio committee, let's release a press statement informing officially all witnesses, because also the people who wrote to the portfolio committee now through the letter are the same people who provided us with the witness statements. So they cooperated with the committee until the day before obviously, you know, delay tactics suggest that, you know, maybe let's wait till Monday. Let's give them less than 10, 12 hours for them to, you know, so that they can postpone. We will postpone because I also don't want us to go against the legal advice that we are getting, the good legal advice that we are getting. But we need to, you know, softly inform our people that delaying things is not necessarily denying us an opportunity to, we will continue. I'm just worried that they took so long to do this, you know, because if I'm sure they had done it on time on Friday or so, we'd have been ready to continue because our legal service would have prepared well for any eventuality if they wanted to interdict us on an urgent basis. I'm sure we'd be ready. But we are also, you know, wasting Parliament's time. We should be using this time because, you know, there's a whole week program. We could be using this time to do oversight in other, you know, programs that we should undertake. We must not forget that such cases have a bearing generally in society. Our people really need services rendered to them, and Parliament is there to hold people to account. Institutions like universities, institutions like the university councils to account, the department itself to account to the people of this country. We are accountable to the people of this country, and I'm just, you know, disappointed that the only will now go to waste. We could have, you know, decided to do something productive with this time. Valuable time that will be lost, you know, and I'm just worried that this people of ours might be using university money to interdict. I'm just asking myself if the legal letter that came from Professor Mbatha himself, who's paying for that? Is it still the University of Venda, the previous employers, or is SMU lawyers being used to pay? So I'm just disappointed, to be honest. The department, and maybe you might have a discussion with the department, because, you know, I'm seated here, I'm not sure if the department is doing proper oversight over such entities under the department. Maybe we must have a proper discussion with the department very soon, because, you know, if people are using the people's resources to avoid at all costs to account for people, then there's a serious problem. I think that's all I wanted to say, just to have a press release detailing, you know, and sending the signal to people that we will continue, and we are empowered by law to do so. Like I said, Rule 227 of the National Assembly empowers us to continue. And once we have set the new dates and all of those, if they come on urgent basis, I'm sure now we'll be ready. I think I must give it to them. They were smart to wait, you know, they must cooperate, you know, and then the last minute hit us when you are least expecting it. But it's okay. We all went through the documents. I, for one, received a courier when I was still in Gauteng, courier package, quite a thick two documents, went through most of them, almost all the questions, went through the witness statements,
And I must say that certain things are quite tricky, but obviously we'll deal with them when things come. But they must know, they must be rest assured that the blue boy mentality will not work here. We'll not be bullied. Next time we'll be ready for them. And yes, that's all I think, Chairperson, I wanted to say. I hope this is the last time they're pulling, because it's not right. But generally, it's just not right. And just to worry to use the resources that are being used in this instance. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Lucie. Not Baba, Honorable Not Baba, and Honorable Mukachu.
Thank you so much, Chair. Good morning, Chair. I hope I'm audible. Yes. Chair, I think firstly, thank you so much for the update. But what I would request, Chair, is that maybe the correspondence between the different stakeholders from yesterday, as you mentioned, maybe should be shared with the portfolio committee. So as to also ascertain as to why we have to postpone this particular inquiry. Secondly, I think we should give a chance to legal services to do what they need to do, and also for us to clearly outline what we seek to achieve as based on our oversight role as indicated in the Constitution as legislators, and what oversight role we're actually playing in this particular instance, so that there's no legal ambiguity in the process. And I think we should hold that to the highest regard, because we are the ones who make the laws in the first place. But at the same time, we've got a responsibility of holding public institutions and entities to account. And beyond that, we also have a responsibility to make sure that we play oversight when it comes to institutions of higher learning in whatever matter that may relate, and what we might want to seek out and ultimately give recommendations moving forward. And then, lastly, Chair, I know this is a very sensitive inquiry that we're trying to do. I know it's a very sensitive topic. We've received the documents. I'm not going to go to the merits or demerits of what has been provided to us. But I think that would be a sound approach to take forward, as much as it might set us back. But I think if we're in the right legal ambit as legislators, then there's no ambiguity. You know, nobody can come and say, you know, the type of work that we do in Parliament is maybe partisan or biased, or whatever the case may be. And I think we must allow that particular process to take place and not stop probing what we need to probe as legislators when it comes to these particular issues. Because at the end of the day, these are public institutions, these are matters of public importance, and most importantly, people are affected by things that happen in institutions of higher learning. And therefore, whatever decisions we take as an oversight body must be able to speak to the issues that people have brought to us, and we must dispense with them, whether it's popular or unpopular to deal with them. So I think that would be my input, Chair, and the rest I think we'll have to deal with when we actually deal with the merits of the case. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Madad. Honorable Mkhashu.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to honorable members and everyone who's on the platform. Chair, I must begin by indicating my disappointment in the fact that the University of Venda and the Professor Mbati have decided to hinder the continuation of this inquiry within such a short period of time, given the fact that they had sent forth statements which ultimately indicate some sort of agreement to the process, right? And I want to believe, Chair, given all the great legal advice that has come from the legal unit of Parliament, that we have as a portfolio committee followed due process. But given the fact that we are a body that ought to ensure that everybody feels as though, you know, it's a safe space for them to engage in. As following the advice of the presiding officers to ensure that to put the process at a halt or at postponement in order for us to follow all the legal processes again, it also accepted, Chair, and I think it's fair, in order for us to bring confidence to society that indeed the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education is a fair space and fair and democratic space for people to engage in, and that we follow a due legal process, Chair. And I think one must reiterate the fact that we are within our functions as a Portfolio Committee to roll out this inquiry to ensure oversight, Chair, and to ensure accountability, to protect the sector, Chair, from abuse, from various violences and poor governance. And I also think that perhaps people must be reminded, Chairperson, that we cannot allow for a situation, Chair, where where matters are not resolved in a space, and where we don't have certainty that if at a certain point these were the issues of crisis that were in that space, issues around policies not being implemented or executed fairly, and due process not being followed through, that at this period of time that is in the case, so that those who continue to exist in the space going into the future are then protected. So it's more about, I think, Chair, our actions are ultimately not about us as individuals who exist in the now. You know, it's not about Chairperson Mapulane, it's not about Honourable Motata or Honourable Mkatra, but it's about those who will come into the spaces they exist within in the future to ensure that where there is no policy to protect everybody in the space, that there is policy, that where the policy is lacking, that we review that policy, and where the policy where policies have not been followed through, Chair, that there are repercussions that are followed through. So I think, Chair, it's only fair that we continue with the work that we have at hand, and we reiterate the fact that ours is to solely ensure that the Constitution of South Africa, the laws of South Africa, the legislature and policies are rolled out fairly in the department, and all the programs that exist within this department, Chair. So it's really unfortunate that we have to find ourselves here. I don't want to repeat much of what Honourable Lucia has said in terms of other concerns that then come up when a moment like this is given, you know, Chair, where you felt that there was common agreement that we want to resolve this matter in order to create a space of trust, for example, at the University of Sefako Mokato University, as the Professor Mbaki goes into that institution. And then you have, you know, a retreat, or I guess not a retreat, but I don't know what to call this, Chair, I don't know, a house of this nature. It creates, you start to think, you know, even deeper as to what exactly is at play here, and, you know, if everyone wanting to engage in good faith or not. So I think, Chair, I really don't want to repeat what Honourable Lucia has said and Honourable Mkatra have said, but, you know, at this point in time, taking into consideration issues around, for example, saving the academic year, one, you know, does feel like our time, we could have used our time for greater purposes. So one must truly, truly highlight their disappointment in the fact that it's not been able to continue with the functions of our portfolio committee. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. All right, thanks, Comrade Witt. I think I share the concerns of the members. I must say this was completely unexpected. Well, not really unexpected given the nature and the history of this matter, but we were not notified beforehand that this might be the case. Certainly, Professor Mbati was cooperating with us. He requested an extension. When we started to communicate with him, we granted him that extension. There was not even a hint that he may want to interdict the process. He was cooperating. The university was cooperating from the beginning. They gave us all the documents that we asked from them. So there was no hint that they may not, that they may threaten to interdict the process. So had we known that this might be the eventuality, we could have prepared. We could have prepared sufficiently for this moment, so that we don't waste this week. Because as it is now, we had dedicated the entire week to deal with this matter. And so as we postpone, it means that the week is wasted. Whatever that we do and interaction with legal services, I don't think it can take place today and tomorrow we proceed. I think we must accept that the week is gone. And if we proceed, it's not going to be this week. It will probably be in the next term as we come back from recess. So yeah, it has been, we have been taken by surprise. But as you say, Honorable Nodata, we are the lawmakers, and we must at all material times make sure that we act within the bounds of the laws that we ourselves are making. members are correct to raise their frustrations. I am also frustrated. But I think one message that people must get is that we have been elected by the people of this country to come to Parliament to make sure that we implement the Constitution. We act as the true people's representative. We hold public institutions and public officials accountable. And so this is our commitment. And we'll always do this thing within the confines of the law, as the law provides. The University of Venla is a public institution. It's answerable to the public. It's answerable to us as parliamentarians. We have got a right to ask them what action they took, what action they did not take. Or what is it that they were supposed to do, and what is it that they have not done. So at the end of the day, we are going to meet, certainly. And we will do our job within the confines of the Constitution. We will ask them how the money was spent, and for what purpose. We will ask them what is it that they have done, in line with the policies that are governing the institution. We are not going to be a court of law, but we are certainly going to hold them accountable. As you say, members, there's been a lot of information generated, one of which is the cost for the legal fees, which we still have to verify and validate. I'm not sure whether we've received information from the university in that regard. I saw an allegation that there is about 13 million that was spent on one letter by the university and Professor Mbati. I don't know how true is that, but those are the things that we are interested in. Those are the questions that we are going to raise. So, members, I think we will advise members. I think the correspondence that we've received and our responses we will share it with the members, as well as the letters that we've got from the House Chair and everybody. We will distribute it to the members so that you can understand the issues that we are dealing with. And I guess very soon we'll have a meeting with legal services, with the relevant people in Parliament to determine a way forward, and then we will inform the members. So I think that is that. Other issues we will discuss as we proceed. For instance, Honorable Lipia raises an issue about whether there is sufficient oversight by the department over this institution. It's a question that we will interrogate as part of this process and as part of our normal day-to-day exercise of our oversight. And so there will be also many other questions that we will have to deal with. But for now, I think let's err on the side of caution. Let's suspend today's proceedings and this week's proceedings. Let's allow for engagement to deal with all the legal issues. But we will certainly come back, certainly. That one, we can make that assurance to the people of this country that we are going to hold public officials accountable. That is our promise. That is something that we have taken an oath to do. So no amount of pressure or bully, as Honorable Lipia is putting it, is going to deter us from performing that responsibility. But otherwise, thank you very much, Honorable Members, and I would like to thank you for coming to the meeting. We could have just issued a communique to say, you know, the meeting is cancelled, but we thought, let's respect this committee, let's come to the committee with a report. Although it is verbal, because it was late for us to prepare a formal report, so that we can then be briefed as to what the issues are. The correspondence will follow later. But thank you very much for coming. So this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.